we're getting better, and I like the way the kids are working. They're really hard-working bunch of kids. So when you have that those kind of kids, you always got a chance.
AJ Stewart getting some reps with the first team. Looked like, how do you?
He's
like
doing well. AJ is doing well. He's learning on the run, but he absorbs things. He's a tenacious competitor. He doesn't take crap off anybody out there. He's a competitive guy and good ball skills. So he's doing well.
But you got a few holes to fill from guys graduating and going to the NFL. How are those situations developing?
Good, good. We've got good kids. You look at the positions that we've had graduation or attrition to the NFL, and those kids are doing very well filling in those spots. Certainly, we have some growing pains in some positions, but we're fine. We're going to be okay at the end of the day.
They look to be pretty spirited out here. I know they were last year, all of last season, but do you notice maybe a little bit more after what they accomplished?
No, our kids have always had a good work ethic. Well, last year's team had a good work ethic. This year's team does too. They know that they have to, invest some hard work to be successful, and they do, and they, without complaint, these kids are good kids.
How important is the mindset early on, just setting it in the right tempo and tough things like that?
Well, it's if you don't show up ready to go and have a positive mindset, you've got no chance. You know, our kids have a positive mindset.
What's Steven Johnson look out there? Looks like he was getting some reps.
He's in there a little bit today. Got some work with the ones and twos a little bit. He's a good kid. He's learning. He's really raw, but he's coming along. He has some ability, and I think he's a young guy trying to work his way up in the program, and in due time he will.
Watch Todd throw the ball around. Look pretty good. Looks like he's building quite a rapport with this set of receivers that he's got going.
Yeah, Todd's doing fine. He's throwing the ball really well. And we have a bunch of receivers that can catch the ball and run good routes. So I expect big things from the quarterback position and the receiver position.
How's Darius Pearson so far?
Hey, he's coming along now. He's really young. He's talented. And he's a very strong, quick guy. Big, solid guy. He's heavy, but he's solid. He's got good hands. And I'll tell you something. He has a real willingness to learn. He, for a true freshman, he's a very good student in the game. He wants to get better.
Defensive line kind of, there's a couple guys that are getting some new playing time in there. How are they doing?
But we're coming along pretty good. I like the development of our outside guys. We have some work to do at the inside positions. I think we need to get better there. We need to develop some depth in there. But it's going to take a little bit of time, but I'm confident that it'll work out. But the outside guys are really, they're mostly veteran guys, and throwing Max Onyebuye in there and Jake Laptad, and those guys are coming along pretty well.
Can you talk about Max's development, and do you see him getting more time this year?
Oh, there's no question Max will get more playing time. One of the things that Max has done from last year to this year is he's matured quite a bit. He really didn't understand, I think, as a freshman, what the tempo of this game is all about, how you play Big 12 type of football. But he is the type of guy that he wants to get better, so he's worked at it hard in the offseason. He's a much better student of the game right now, and therefore he's becoming a much better player, and we expect Max to contribute quite a bit this year.
When you looked at the team in the offseason, was that important? One of the things you really wanted to point to is getting more pressure from your front four and not having to.
Well, every Division I coach in America will stand here and tell you they'd like their front four to put pressure on the quarterback because that makes things easier in coverage.
Right.
I would say we're no different than anybody else. We'd like to be able to pressure the quarterback with four people, at least cave the pocket in a little bit, put some pressure on the quarterback. But if we don't, we have a really, really good package with five- and six-man rushes that we can utilize. But our preference, like every coach in America, we'd like four people to, put pressure on the quarterback.
One more question.
Isaiah Barfield, seems to be making a push for one of those corner spots.
Yeah, he is. Isaiah's coming along. He's a redshirt freshman. He has a lot to learn. He got an awful lot of reps today, because Kendrick Harper had a death in the family and went home to Georgia for the funeral. He'll be back tonight. So he probably got more repetitions than which was appropriate for him today. We're trying to develop him and ease him into, you know, being a player for us. And he will play a lot this year, but we wanted to take that a little slower. But today we had to throw him to the Wolves. We didn't have a chance. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't have a choice, is what I should say. But that's good. You learn, you know.